It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, the movie Wicked is out, and it's coming out, I guess. And people are talking a ton about this. And in fact, AMC Theaters has put out a notice. They're encouraging people not to sing along with the screenings at AMC Theaters.
Yeah.
A spokesperson says they have a long-standing policy that prohibits disruptive behavior.
Oh, God.
Now, I think there's a much better solution to this, and I'm going to throw it out there and see if you guys agree with me or not. I believe they should have showings for sing-along and showings for non-sing-along.
Problem solved.
And that way, the people who don't care and want to sing go to those showings, and the people who want to sit back and let the singers in the movie sing can go to that showing.
They're going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, after the movie comes out, I read where they are going to start scheduling some of the singing. But what you do, you just give everybody headphones when they walk in. They can sing all they want. No one can hear them.
Yeah, but...
Or else they hear them. The people with the headphones hear the movie.
Right.
And the other people sing out loud. Okay.
Yeah, you do it like a silent disco.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I've been to one.
Yeah, but you got like the headphones and people's nasty, greasy, dandruff hair.
Oh, my God. They're already sitting in the chair.
Okay, problem solved. Bring your own headphones and you just plug them in somewhere.
BYOH.
Just like an airplane.
You got your AirPods. Yeah. Just put them in. Yeah.
You got to have sound counseling.
Okay.
Well, they say there's a 30-second warning that's going to be set to clips from the movie that says no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting, and no name calling. Enjoy the magic of movies.
Like they're going to pay attention to that one. It's like every movie. Don't use your cell phone. Then you got the guy right next to you checking his text.
Yeah.
Well, they say other theaters will probably try to enforce a similar policy, but just like the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie, it's going to be difficult to keep the fans quiet, which is why I think that's such a good idea. And I'm glad apparently some of those people have apparently gotten on board with this idea, some of the movie companies. Now, they say there's a lot of interesting things about the movie Wicked. If you don't know anything about it at all, and I didn't until I saw it, it is a twist on the entire Wizard of Oz movie where the Wicked Witch actually turns out to be a good guy.
Well, she starts
from a different perspective.
She started out as a good guy.
Right. Yeah. And so it's
don't we all?
It gives you an entirely different version of everyone involved, and it's very clever. It's like there's no way you would have looked at the original Wizard of Oz and thought that this was what really happened, but they do a great job of making it believable.
It's like when the kids grow up and they blame their parents. And why they turned out so bad. It's my parents' fault.
Yeah, it's her villain origin story. Yeah.
But apparently they planted and grew 9 million tulips to be part of the landscape for Munchkin Land.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty incredible. Instead of CGI-ing them, they actually grew them.
You mean for this movie coming up?
Yes. Oh, okay. And there's so many things. Nick and Joe Jonas auditioned to play Fiero.
The Munchkin? Oh.
Auditioned, I'm sorry. But the role ultimately went to Jonathan Bailey, and Nick said he thought his audition went really well, but because he's a huge fan of the show, but he thinks that Jonathan is going to do a great job, so that's classy of him.
I just wish there wouldn't have been so much drama going into this. I feel like they did the same thing with It Ends With Us, where instead of just hyping the movie, it's all the sideline drama, and then by the time the movie gets out, you're kind of over it.
Well, see, that doesn't bother me because I'm just curious. I honestly, I've seen the play. I don't know if I need to see the movie, but maybe there's a reason to go and just, I mean, is Ariana Grande, does she play the part in this?
Yeah, she's Glinda.
That makes me not want to see it.
Oh,
I'm not a fan.
She actually does a really great job.
She's a great singer, but she's just said some really dirtball things about America, and I know she apologized for it, but...
But that's kind of what I'm saying, all the sideline drama. And then there was her and Ethan Slater that was happening, and that was all that
thing. Was that where she basically stole someone's husband?
Yeah, and then there was the Elphaba actress who slammed the fan art. It's like, why? Just be excited about the project. Don't do all the drama stuff.
Was it the one about the poster? People didn't like the poster.
Yeah.
You know what? You have to just like block all that out before you see a movie. That's what I do. Like, I don't even want to watch the trailer for a movie. if I'm like halfway interested in that movie that's going to be coming out, yeah. and I don't watch anything for like 6 months before the movie comes out.
Well, this is more about the drama, and I've actually had to learn to, like, I watch movies with people who I don't like in them because I'm not going to deprive myself of the entertainment just because I don't like the person in it. Now, this case, Ariana Grande, it's not just politics. I think she's, like I said, the stuff she said about America really upset me. That was a while ago, but it's just she doesn't come across to me as being a very good all around person. Now, when you are looking at Hollywood, no matter which side of the political spectrum you're on, there's going to be people who say stuff that you don't agree with. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, it doesn't matter whether they're conservative or if they're liberal. I just go see the movie if I like the movie. I don't worry about that. I'll go see the concert if I like the concert. I try not to let that affect me because then I'm losing. I mean, I know they're getting some money out of it, but my one ticket ain't making the difference in their business, so that's what I do. I did pull up a couple of the songs that people are going to be singing along to.
Yeah. Me too, right now. Hit it!
Oh, no, you're not. Tori, no singing along.
Come on.
Yeah. This one's interesting to me, too, because my daughter recently, she plays saxophone in the orchestra, and she played this song just recently.
Okay. Just so you know, I sound just like Idina Menzel.
Okay, and this is not my daughter's version. This is the movie version, or the at least the album version.
Okay.
I think it's from the actual Broadway cast of 2003.
Close my eyes and leave.
Shut up.
That wasn't me, for the record.
You didn't say I couldn't sing.
I think I'll try.
Tori is lip syncing.
You won't let me sing out loud.
Gravity, and you can't pull me down. Can't I make you understand?
Dun, dun, dun.
Would y'all hush so I can hear it? I don't know this song.
Someone says it's
what? That's Defying Gravity. That's a great song.
But till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love.
Is this Frozen? I mean, it sounds like
actually, it is the
Frozen.
Same actress.
Yeah, I know.
You know what, though? Honestly, I'd like to stand beside those people in church if they were singing.
All right, this one.
You just lip sing and you're like, yeah,
oh,
that's
man,
me.
Listen, I heard that note right there, Amazing Grace.
You've probably heard this one before, Kato. It's very popular.
You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start with you.
You don't like it, Kato?
I'm just laughing. Tori's doing dance steps over here, too.
Yeah. This was my one Broadway play that I got to see, like, in New York.
I did, too. Yeah.
And it wasn't Idina and it wasn't Kristen, but
right,
they were phenomenal. And it's just like, oh, it's such a good play.
Would it not be like, if that was real life and we were just at work sometimes and you just break out in songs like, I'm going to the copier, I'm going to the copier.
That's
get
funny.
Get my copies today. And then I just walk out of the room
would
and get
would you grab my coffee along the way? And that's what, you know, that's so funny because that's what plays are. Yeah. They just sing the crap that you normally say.
Yeah.
And it gets like, I don't even, half the time it doesn't rhyme.
You know, I saw Wicked at the Peace Center years ago and I didn't even remember what it was about. I don't remember any of the songs and I probably will never see it again.
Bless your heart.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
That's so sad though.
Is it sad?
Yeah,
it's
because
not
it's
sad
such
for
a,
me.
It's a great, it was a great play, I'll great twist,
I'll
great
watch
music.
Wizard of Oz. I'll watch the original. I'm the original guy. I like the original everything.
This is a good moment to get out of this conversation. Let's get out of this conversation before Tom and Kato hit each other.
No? Okay, I'm changing channels.
I'm going to push this button right here and play a commercial for you.
Play Gravity. Play Defying Gravity. Do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
I
change up the
ready
music.
To go. I'm ready for him to get out of this.
Oh, you talking to me?
God bless.
I'm backing out of the room. I'm going to leave right now. I'll see you guys.
Is it intermission?
I think the show's over.
I'm not the fat lady.
Shut
it's not
up.
Over until the fat lady sings.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, people are paying for classes to teach them how to adult correctly, and it's called adulting. I think we've seen that on the social media here.
Where's that? Where are they held?
Where are they held?
Yeah.
I need them.
All right. So, when they ask some people, The things that make you feel like an adult. I was surprised by some of these. One of them was how to change a light bulb. Knowing how to change a light bulb is when you know you have adulted correctly.
Yes. You're not adulting. You're monkeying. A monkey can change a light bulb.
Can they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot. I think dolphins could probably change a light bulb if they had
Don't
hands.
Don't be silly.
I'm not. I bet they can do it with their mouth. That's pretty basic crap. That's not adulting. Changing the light fixture is adulting, not changing the light bulb. You can walk up to a lamp and change the light bulb. A three-year-old can figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But apparently some people think that's a sign that you are an adult, changing the light bulb.
We're doomed.
Now, I will say a lot of times that light bulb will stay out until someone changes it, and you're like, and especially like me, I'm like, I guess kids aren't going to change that light bulb. I might as well go ahead and climb up here and do it.
Well, that's what parents tell the kid. Don't change that light bulb.
Well, I know, but with you, you being single, like a lot of times, don't you like walk past a piece of paper going, I'm someone else going to pick it up.
I do that here.
That would be dumb.
He's single. Yeah, I pick up any little piece of paper. I just want to know who dropped it because I know I didn't.
Can you imagine you come back and it is picked up and you're like, what happened?
That's right, a horror movie.
Top things that make you an adult. Paying your own bills. They've mentioned that. When you start getting those bills rolling in, you start turning off lights too. Just to let you know.
Basically, anything that's not fun is your welcome into adulthood.
Okay.
Taxes, bills.
Taxes were actually mentioned.
Now, you mentioned the paying for things. I had a friend who paid for his daughter's phone bill till she was like 30. But, you know, they make that family thing where it's so cheap, it almost makes sense a lot
of
times.
Did she, like, Venmo him money?
I don't know.
Okay. Doing your own laundry makes you an official adult.
I guess. I mean, my kids already do their own laundry.
Well, your wife taught them how, right?
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying they're kids. They do their own laundry.
But you know what? Our parents didn't teach us how to do that.
Your mom still does yours, right, Hawk?
Okay, sometimes. Yes. I like the way she folds the socks all the way. I can't roll them but halfway up. But the way she does it looks so nice. Set in the drawer so pretty. Having insurance is a sign you're an adult. Apparently, that means any type of insurance.
Well, when you're 26, you finally got to move off your parents' health insurance, I think.
Yeah, insurance is a sign you can be legally scammed.
Yep.
And pay for, and not get any benefit from it.
That's when you start saying, you know, I've had this cough for 3 years, but it'll probably go away on its own.
Hawk.
That's true, yeah. I've not reached my deductible. Okay, buying any big item like a car or house makes you feel like an adult, they say. Keeping your house clean is another sign that you're an adult. Because when you got roommates and stuff, or if you're in college, that's a pretty sloppy place that you live in. I'm like, because you know, this ain't my room, and it ain't going to stay clean.
But that's not true. That's a personality thing. I think Cato has been clean his whole life.
When you had roommates, did you keep a clean house when you had nasty old roommates?
Yeah, but I really only had, I didn't have a roommate a long time.
Okay, all right.
I can't live with anybody. But I don't know. We were neat. I mean, we kept it neat.
Okay.
I always thought I was a very neat person, and now I am the organizer. I love to organize everything. It makes me happy. But my mom said growing up, my room looked like a bomb went off every day.
You could look in my kitchen, living room, and my bedroom now, and it's not cluttered.
Yeah.
Now I have two junk rooms that are just full of just old mattresses and old boxes of stuff. And then, of course, I don't dust and vacuum much. So I mean, not the cleanest.
It's one thing to have a junk drawer, but have a junk room, it's really bad.
Two of them.
Yeah.
But when I was in college, my roommate and I each had a pile on each side of the room. It was very organized. One was his dirty clothes and one was mine.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it was organized. Just dirty clothes piled up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so buying a vacuum cleaner or any kind of appliance makes you an adult. If you're buying your vacuum cleaner, that's an adult thing to do.
More so when you get excited about purchasing something like that.
True.
I got a really cool vacuum on a really good deal, and I was so pumped.
Okay, your parents asking you for advice makes you an adult.
Not necessarily, I think, because I already asked my son for computer tips sometimes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Making a to-do list is a sign that you're an adult, they say.
I got one.
Yeah.
I don't do what I need to do.
And then if you actually want to stay in on a night out, you know, and you tell your friends, I just want to stay in, that's a sign that you're an adult.
That's not adulting. That's getting old and boring.
No, I think it's the outside world costs a lot of money.
That's true. And then you have your friends just show up and knock on your door and say, come on. And then you have to go.
That is a dedicated friend. They're going to pull you out of the house.
You don't have to go. Someone needs to tell you that.
My mom says, son, you know you can say no to people.
Exactly.
Like, no, I can't, Mom. She goes, you just said it to me.
Oh, snap.
Well, you know what? I got a PSA about adulting this morning.
Warning. 60% of American workers are feeling exhausted, drained, and burnt out. This phenomena is also known as adulting.
Adulting.
It's the number one side effect of growing up.
Adulting.
Symptoms of adulting include endless meetings, unpaid bills, and the sudden realization that naps are no longer part of your daily schedule.
Adulting.
Side effects of adulting include stress, random staring inside the fridge, and saying, I'm so tired 6 times a day. Consult your childhood before attempting adulting.
We were just talking about the things that make you an adult. Buying your first car, it makes you feel like an adult, don't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. You actually recycle. That's something that someone mentioned. You recycle correctly. You put the, I guess, garbage where it's supposed to go. The plastics in the plastics and the garbage in the garbage.
Well, yeah.
I don't even think they do that. I think you just put it in there and then they mix it all up when they get back.
I save money on trash bags, though, when I fill up my recycling container.
All right. Signs that you are an adult. You book your own appointments. Mom's not doing that for you anymore.
I hate it.
Yeah. You got to keep up with it.
When you get a wife, you don't necessarily have to keep doing that.
Really?
Yeah, my wife makes a lot of my appointments for me.
That's sad.
Why?
It's just sad. You treat her like your mom.
Well, I'm kind of married my mom.
That's sick.
That's adult, I guess. All right. And they say also you purchase the cheapest wine in the shop when you're adulting. Is that true? I thought you would splurge a little bit.
Splurge on that. You save on the chicken breasts. You got one that's $10.99, the other one's $9.98, and you're like, I'm going to save $1.
Yeah, but when you're a kid, you buy the cheapest crap there is.
Well, they say the cheap wine can just be just as good as the expensive.
That's right. Mad Dog 2020, baby.
Box of wine. Franzia.
There you go. Has Costco got those big boxes of wine?
They should.
And it's jumbo size.
You got to get one of those big carts that they have there.
With the pallet carts.
Yes. Yeah.
When you got 2 men in a truck moving your wine to your house from Costco, it's an issue.
That's a sign.
You're an adult.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I got into a discussion with someone about what is and is not litter, and I was amazed at how big of an argument this could be.
Okay.
I don't think it's litter if you throw an apple core out the window of your car.
I do.
I think if you throw paper out the window, mm-hmm. cigarette butts,
yep.
bottles and cans, mm-hmm. that's litter.
What about banana peels?
I don't think a banana peel is litter.
It seems like I read somewhere where someone was making that illegal if you throw banana peels.
Is that a problem?
Yes, it's dangerous. Someone could slip and fall on it.
Well, y'all got mad at me when I said I spit my gum out of my car when I'm driving.
That's different. You step on it and you get stuck
to your
thing.
Well, you could slip on the banana peel.
Well, he's got a point about the banana peel.
I've seen it on cartoons.
But the banana peel is a natural substance. It's not litter.
Okay, but how long does it take for it to disintegrate?
Who cares?
A long time.
No, it can't take that long. They turn brown on your counter in a couple days.
But then it brings bugs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There's bugs already outside.
You got a big old bunch of ants all over that.
And they are
apple
you're helping the environment.
I know, but you got a big ant mound right there and someone's going to be running and jogging and stepping the ant mound.
And slip on the banana peel.
There you go. And then have to be in a hospital.
I was right. This is amazing, the argument that it can cause.
And I just Googled and it said, yes, throwing a banana peel is considered
literally.
It can take up to 2 years to break down.
Oh, my God.
It can emit greenhouse gases that contribute to climate change.
Oh, my God.
It's not part of an animal's diet, making it difficult for them to digest.
Yeah.
Outdoor spaces, a shared yard, everyone has to do their part to keep it.
Okay, if you throw it in someone's front yard, it's littering. But if you throw it on the side of the road, it's not littering.
Okay, so throwing it out like on Woodruff Road or Clemson Boulevard or something, it lands on the street.
I mean, how many are there going to be? It's not littering. You run over that with a car twice and it's not going to exist anymore. And this bull crap about it taking 2 years to disintegrate, they dissolve faster than that when hanging on that hanger in my kitchen.
No, not dissolve. That's different. That you're talking about turning brown and gross. That's different than dissolving.
They give it another 2 weeks and it won't exist anymore. Those flies will have eaten it.
Yeah, I think that stuff's littering.
That's a perfect example of why to never throw any food out. More fruit flies.
Oh, this is, I think I found the article from last year that Alabama, tossing a banana peel on the ground in Alabama isn't littering, littering since it's biodegradable,
Thank
right?
Thank you.
Hold on.
Oh boy, hold
the
on.
The answer is no.
Thank you.
No, there's a code that says that it's a crime if you throw a banana peel.
Okay, let's say you throw your cantaloupes out the window. All right?
So, cantaloupe? if you hit someone with it, it's not littering, it's assault.
I'm thinking about, you know, fruit. Okay, I'm done with this watermelon. I'm just going to throw it out the window.
Honestly, no, it's going to yawn in a day or two.
Okay, you see roadkill, and it's there for
That's not littering.
It's not littering.
What are they going to do, come up to the animal and go, you're going to get a ticket for this?
No, my example is, you throw a watermelon out there, it's going to take about the same amount of time, maybe a little bit longer for the dead carcass to go away, but that's, you know.
Okay, I can tell you they actually picked them up because going home yesterday on 3D5, I passed these three trucks with flashing lights, and in the back of one of them was a stack of deer and other carcasses.
But did you see that goose that was on the side of the road for like 3 weeks next to when you first turn on to 385 from Woodruff Road when you're going past Red Robin?
And I think I did.
It was a goose that was there forever. And then there was a deer, and I think the goose lasted longer than the deer. It was craziness. It was a death zone for animals right there.
Well, I was traumatized from seeing those in the back of the truck. I'm like,
I bet you a watermelon wouldn't have bothered you.
Okay, another piece of fruit. How about you throw a Twinkie out the window?
That's not fruit, and that'll last for millions of years.
You got swerved from hitting that Twinkie?
Well, 60% of people in YouTube said it is not littering to discard an apple core or a banana peel.
They're wrong.
Like you said, Cato, they're biodegradable. They're not something man-made, and they will dissolve into the environment.
But, I mean, and I don't care if you do. I'm with you, Tom. But don't do it like in a park where kids are going to play.
I agree with that.
A public gathering like Falls Park. Throw it in the river, not the actual park.
I don't think you should do it in general. I think it's bad form. But I don't think it's the same thing as throwing a paper cup out the window or worse, like a styrofoam thing.
I agree on that one. My mom, she was a bus driver, you know. And there was a kid eating an apple. And she's like, don't you throw that apple core in the floor.
No, I'll throw it out the window.
He didn't do that, or don't throw it out the window either.
Well, then you don't have any choices. You can't eat it.
She looked back there, and she's in that big mirror. She's like, you know, Tim, what'd you do with that apple core? I ate it.
Oh. See, that's just stupid.
He ate the apple
core. I've seen people do that.
That's gross.
He's going to grow apples in his
stomach.
It's
your mom's fault.
No, it ain't. I'm like, there wasn't a trash can on the bus.
She didn't give him any choices. He had to eat it.
When the bus driver, you got to be stern.
No, you throw it out the window and tell her I ate it.
I love the idea of the only option was to not throw it out, so you have to eat it. Mm-hmm. You could also just hold it until you get home and then throw it away.
There you go.
No one wants to hold an apple core that long.
We might get hungry again.
It turns brown.
Well, you time it out where you finish that last bite walking up to your house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, that's a lot of work.
You didn't throw it in your own yard.
What about orange peels?
I don't see a problem with an orange peel. It's natural.
But nothing eats that, right? I mean, animals don't eat
People eat them sometimes.
Orange peels?
A zest.
Oh, my gosh,
well,
you're right.
That's the outer part, not the bitter part of the peel.
Oh, my gosh. An ant will haul that off for you, I'm sure.
You're just making it up now.
No, I'm sure. There's bugs. Yeah. There are insects will eat almost anything that's edible.
But it's going to be there for like a month before
it's all gone. Insects will be all over that in less than a day.
Those ants sitting there eating that orange peel. Oh, man, I hadn't had a cold in a while. Vitamin C.
Who's got the vodka?
It ain't going to keep from getting a cold to keep from getting scurvy.
There you go.
They won't have those little bow ant legs.
Yeah, I'm just not about...
I can't believe I participated in that.
I don't like litter at all. No. Like any form or fashion that you're throwing out your window, get a trash can in your car and throw away that stuff properly. I don't care what it is.
Well, you don't have to worry about me anyway. I don't eat for vegetables and fruits, but
that's
I'm just
true.
Saying.
Yeah, and you don't throw any food out, do you?
Not if I can help it. But I would throw an apple core.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.